acquaintances that didn't approve.
Well, didn't they keep you broke buying sleds and bicycles and things?
Not while Grandfather McStorley was around. He bought all that stuff. And by the time he died, we had such an accumulation that they did fairly well. He was very good.
He took care of Christmas, too?
Oh, yes. Very well.
And he enjoyed that?
Yes.
So he really brought a lot of joy to both sides of the family.
Yes, indeed. They were the only grandchildren he ever knew. He died. How old were they?
1930.
Something about that. Frank was in high school. You were in high school.
Well, I got out in 32. So.
Well, two of you were in high school.
Around 28 to 30,
yeah.
Sometime there.
Yes, he enjoyed it very much. Oh, we gave a lot of joy to both him and to my mother and to all those around us because the children were good, and even though there were so many of them, they were raised with such regulation and system that they were in bed early and they were no trouble or nuisance to even neighbors around because they were taught to behave, and they did behave.
Didn't you have some worries about the first childbirth, about the first child being born?
No, because I didn't know what was going on. I was just so happy to know I was going to have a child. Of course, the baby was the strangest thing in the world to me. I didn't know anything about babies, where they came from, how they were born, or anything else. And when I knew that I was going to have a baby, I was too happy to think of anything else. I just was most anxious for everybody in the world to know that I was going to have a baby, that I was going to be a mother.
Well, didn't you lose the first baby?
No.
I thought you told me that.
No, it was, or a couple in between. One when we moved out here.
That was about the fourth then.
And that was the fifth, between Patrick and Eleanor. And then there was one more down in Seattle. Forget just when that was, but neither one of them were very long.
Well, the reason I asked that is because it's very hard on a young mother if she has lost the first child and is again pregnant and worried.
My mother lost the first baby of hers, so when she knew I was pregnant, she wouldn't let me prepare for a baby.
I see.
She wouldn't let me buy clothes or sew clothes or prepare in that way, in any way, for a baby, because she said the disappointment was too great and all that could be attended to after a baby was born. So that there was not the preparation for a first baby that there were for the others, because she didn't approve of it.
It hurt her so much.
Yes.
No, that's what I mean. It makes the second baby's birth more difficult because of the worry and the psychological difficulty. But then you were quite pleased when you saw Frank.
Oh yeah, we were both quite delighted. And then we were strange because we didn't expect Frank to be born until October, and he was born in August. But never thought I was going to raise him. He was sick, delicate, sickly till he was almost a year old.
He's still sickly, isn't he?